episode 2252, When You Look in the Mirror.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you have a spring in your step because, yes, spring is around the corner. It is Wellness Wednesday. And you know what? It is just so awesome. We've had a beautiful week. I'm enjoying mid-60s to low 70 degree temperatures, and I am just so grateful. Wherever you are in your life, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you are at the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, what do you think when you look in the mirror? A healthy lifestyle isn't just about what you eat and how you move. It's how you see yourself. Because healthy living is reflected in who you see in the mirror. And who you see in the mirror has a direct effect on how you treat yourself. So what did you say to yourself this morning? You know, on average, studies have shown that we look in the mirror 20 to 30 times a day. Okay, that doesn't seem too bad. But let me break it down this way. That's 140 to 200 times a week. That's 560 to 840 times a month. And that adds up to 7,300 to 10,950 times a year that you are looking at yourself in the mirror. Who do you think you see the most in your lifetime? You. So don't you think what you say about yourself matters? Of course what you say and think to yourself matters. Because when you look in the mirror, who do you see? You. Then why are you so hard on yourself? I just asked you a moment ago, what did you say to yourself this morning when you looked in the mirror? Were there words of goodness, kindness? Did you compliment yourself? Or did you only see surface level things? Oh my gosh, look at those eyes. They look so tired. Boy, I'm puffy today. Oh, I look so fluffy. I feel so fluffy looks great and sounds great in a movie for a line in Monsters, Inc., but not so much every single time when you get up in the morning and you say, I'm fluffy. It really does hurt us on the inside. And I know we don't sit around thinking about this. We don't talk about this. Because then we would feel guilty that we're talking about how we feel about ourselves, but it matters. You matter. What was the last thought you had when you looked in the mirror? If you were honest, it probably wasn't very nice. Yet you teach your child to speak kindly, and you still don't to yourself. How we see and think of ourselves is crucial when it comes to creating change in our lives. You want to look different. You want to become a better version of yourself. You want to become your best selfie? Well, then guess what? You got to start looking at yourself differently. Whether you're proud or ashamed or vain or content, your view of yourself affects your thoughts, your beliefs, and your actions. So what do you do when you look in the mirror but don't like exactly what you see? Well, you got to be kind with your truths. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Be kind with your truths. I believe in honesty, but I also believe in that honesty coming out in kindness and in love. Not always this sucker punch. Every once in a while we need that. We need that reality check. But in everything you think and say, be kind to yourself. When you lead with kindness, it opens your heart to what's possible. If you keep throwing strikes at yourself, what are you going to think of? Only negative? You need to look beyond the negative because that's going to come up real easily. You want to see what's possible. You want to lead with the positive. So how do you be kind with your truths? Number one, be realistic about what's possible. Change takes time. How long did it take you to be where you are right now? 9 months? 9 years? 9 weeks? It's not going to happen overnight. And you can stay up till 2-3 o'clock in the morning watching those crazy infomercials thinking you can pop a pill and everything will be better, but I guarantee you, it will be short-lived. Healthy living is a lifestyle. It's been proven over and over and over again, diets don't work. There is a time and a place, I do believe, I know this may shock you, that a diet, not as in nutrition and what you're eating, diet as in a positive word, but the negative word is I'm going on this particular diet. I'm going to do nothing but eat cabbage soup diet. I wouldn't recommend that, but let's just use that as an example because to me, that just makes me want to wrinkle my nose. So if you are having this cabbage soup diet, there might be a time and a place, but it is very short-lived. We're talking weeks, not months upon years. That's not a lifestyle. When you're looking at living and becoming your best self and staying healthy for not only yourself, but for those that you love, right? So you can do things with them. You've got to be realistic about what's possible. Change takes time. So be patient. Speak kind words. If you're like, well, how do I know? Don't look at the scale. If you want to lose weight or if you want to lean out, don't keep looking at the scale. Take pictures. Take pictures. Because over time, our eyes get used to seeing ourselves. If we're looking at ourselves 20 to 30 times in the mirror, what does that mean? We look kind of the same. 7 days later, 12 days later. Have you recently maybe seen an old friend and they look and they're like, oh my gosh, you look so good. And you're like, oh, you must have been looking in the wrong mirror because the mirror I looked at, well, I'm not seeing the same thing you are. But you see, they haven't seen you in a while. So therefore, when they look at you, they're like, yeah, I see a difference. That's the key here. Be realistic about what's possible so you can make a difference in your own reflection. Number two, set bite-sized goals. Hey, we got to eat right. We also have to set those bite-sized goals. This helps to keep you inspired to keep going even when the going gets tough, when you don't feel like the scale is moving like it should, when you don't see the pictures changing fast enough, when you still are a little sluggish in the morning. You're like, where is all my energy? When you're not sleeping as well. Set bite-sized goals. You can't eat an elephant all in one sitting, nor would I recommend it. But you've got to do it one bite at a time. You can't go and just change your life overnight unless if literally that is 100% what you're dedicating yourself to. If you don't have to worry about your spouse or your kids or the dogs or the cats or even your neighbors, and you can focus 110% on you, that's a different story. But that's not what we're talking about here. This is incorporating healthy living into your everyday and how to achieve it and how to become it. Be realistic about what's possible. Set bite-sized goals. And finally, number three, be gracious to what others see. Compliments are good. Remember that long time friend that hasn't seen you in a while and they come up and they're like, oh my gosh, you look so good. Don't sit there and say, oh, well, you know, I'm really, thanks, but I'm not. Stop the butt. Say thank you. Thank you for noticing. Compliments are good. If people see a change in you, celebrate it. And also though, on the flip side, don't take offense. Be excited that someone notices of what they notice. Don't set the expectations. Well, hopefully they'll say, well, it looks like you've lost 20 pounds. They're not in your bathroom, nor do you want them to be. So Don't sit there and say, well, why didn't they notice this about me? I thought I was doing really good. I thought my face looked thinner. Your face may look thinner, but they're looking at the overall picture that they see of you. So don't set expectations on the compliments that will be given to a lifestyle change. Accept them and be gracious to what others see. Be excited. Celebrate it. And guess what? This is a hard thing to do. Because sometimes, I don't know what it is. We want to make a change, but we kind of want to do it incognito. We don't want anybody to know that we're doing it yet. At the same time, we do want them to notice. But then when they notice, we're like, oh, but I'm not quite there yet. And then you're like, oh, but wait, they didn't notice that. So maybe what I'm seeing isn't really changing. Do you hear this crazy cycle that we're in? Be gracious to what others see. Celebrate yourself once in a while. I know this is hard. I walk my neighborhood. I do laps and laps and laps and laps to the point where I have my neighbors stopping to talk to me. Pretty soon I'm going to have to start going out like at 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning to do my walk and then go out again just to talk to all my neighbors. Because at times it's like an hour worth of my time. And don't get me wrong, I absolutely love that. I love connecting with my neighbors. I love connecting with the community and people. But then I'm like, but I also have a few other things I need to do. But I will stop and talk. I will stop and pet dogs. But when it comes to when other people see a change in me, I'm like, oh, no. Well, thank you. And you just kind of downplay it. I had this sweet woman stop. I hadn't even met her. And she said to me, I've been watching you over the last 3 months. She asked me how much I lost. And she said, you're looking good. I'm even telling people about you. What did I catch myself doing? I said, thank you so much. And then I started to say, but, and I stopped myself. And I was like, no. Take the compliment. You've worked hard. You've built consistency. Guess what? Somebody who doesn't know you is noticing. And that's a good thing. But you know what? It's hard for us to accept compliments when it comes to healthy living. Why do we back down off of that? I mean, we literally could be here for hours talking about that. Because for some reason, I don't know. Are we trying to still put this facade on that we have to be perfect? It's not about perfection. It's about doing what we can, given what we have, and moving forward. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Be realistic about what's possible. Set bite-sized goals. Be gracious to what others see. When you are wanting that healthy lifestyle, remember it's all about baby steps. A lifestyle is not a sprint, it's a marathon. You are in it for the long haul. That cabbage soup diet, don't recommend it, number one. Number two, though, using it as an example, that's short term. It's short lived. It's not going to get you to healthy living for life. It's not a lifestyle. So when you are ready to adopt and you're saying, I'm committing to me and my health because I know that's where my wealth lies, then you see something different. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So enjoy the journey. And everything you do, find something you like about what you are doing. I get it. You may not want to work out. I get it. Some people are like, oh, Christiane, you just keep walking. You lift weights all the time. You do this. You must love it. And I'm like, really? Obviously, you don't know who you're talking about because I really don't. I didn't become a personal trainer to work out all the time. I don't like working out. But guess what? I know my body and my body says, you need to move. You were created to move. If you want to create your now, you have got to keep moving and you've got to do a few things, whether you like it or not. So guess what? I find what I do like about it. The walking, I love the sun. Bring on the vitamin D. I celebrate that. We have had such beautiful weather over the last couple of days. The next couple days are supposed to be beautiful too. So I'm like, yes, tank top. Maybe I'll even wear my shorter walking shorts. Yes. Get a little sun on those legs. They're a little bright, I just got to say. Then the other thing I love about walking is I get to interact with my neighbors, my community. I get to have conversation. I get to hear about their lives. And hopefully, with every step that I'm taking, I'm making a difference in their life. You see, that's what inspires me. That's what I do, what I do. It has nothing to do with the amount of laps that I walk and how many miles I walk. Yeah, it sounds great. Just yesterday, I did over 10 miles. Crazy, I know. And it was a long 10-mile walk because I was interrupted multiple times. But you see, those interruptions are what gets me walking. It has nothing to do with the walking. So enjoy the journey. Find something you like about what you're doing. Embrace it. Go out today, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.